Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 48, There is Nothing to Fear. This is again one of those lessons that you will want to keep handy at all times. I especially like the final paragraph, where it says, "The presence of fear is a sure sign that you are trusting in your own strength." That is a quick reminder that we must stop when we are afraid and turn the situation over to our higher and wiser consciousness. This is very challenging when we are in a panic mode because ego quickly goes to a place of thinking that it is up to you to solve your situation in order to stop the pain or to keep something bad from happening. It's almost a human instinct to go to that place. But today I encourage you to not go to that place, to understand that God's will is your happiness, and if you will not intervene or try to stop or change or fix or manipulate whatever it is that you are looking at right now, or try to quicken it or hurry it or whatever it is that you're thinking, today if we could leave a space, we would allow the Holy Spirit to heal the part of our mind that believes that God would ever give us anything less than joy. Sometimes it's hard to understand that whatever we are facing may in fact be the very thing that is the quickest and most radical step to our happiness. I know for myself, this has happened many times, where something I was facing, I thought it was just awful, I thought it was terrible, I thought it was going to surely cost me and take from me, and it is that one thing that actually catapulted me to a higher level of joy. Today, whatever you are facing, let God use it on behalf of your joy. Let God free you from the suffering. Let the misery be undone for you. Today we will go back to that idea of being in a boat out in the ocean, thinking that we know where we're going. We're trying to paddle to shore, but we don't know where shore is. Today we will pull those paddles back in the boat and trust with our whole heart today, the best we know how. We are going to trust that God's will is our happiness. You know, if you've had a lot of pain or disappointments in your life, isn't it time to just see what this is about? What happens if we really do trust God today? What if we really do stand down and try not to solve the problem? What if we relax today just as if we knew we were safe? There is nothing to fear.